This is the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for the Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Patty Cohen of Pacific Union International. Both Mark Hanf and Nam Phan are off today. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. And that certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. And don't forget, that tanning certificate is worth over $100. That's a nice little prize. Today's trivia theme is just general trivia. We're going to try to stump everybody here. Our special guest today is Tom Santamarina to discuss various insurance, specifically business insurance. Tom, welcome to the Best of Investing.
Great to be here.
All right. So now, I know your main specialty is workers' comp. All right. If there are employers out there who are listening, what advice would you give them specifically about workers' comp right now?
It's very complicated, okay, and you really need to consult with an expert in the area that knows the ins and outs and the ways to get the best coverage and to drive your costs down.
Okay, which would be, I mean, like, I know as an employer myself with this one business, we've had issues with regard to how certain employees are classified. How does one get around that, or what can you do as an employer?
I think first you just need to understand the rules and the regulations and how the game works.
Okay,
and make sure you take full advantage of it, as in, you know, pre-hiring steps, drug testing, background checks, DMV checks on employees. If you are able to do that and you share that with the carriers, you'll probably get a discounted rate. That's on the front end.
Okay.
And then if you do have a claim, there's ways to mitigate it and drive your cost down, get your employees back to work quicker and more cost effectively.
Give us an example of how you can get an employee to come back to work.
Well, it's really manage the claim from the get-go.
Okay.
Don't let it drag on. You have to really educate your employees and your managers. If someone's injured, they need to report it right away.
Okay.
They need to seek immediate medical treatment.
Yeah.
And then take charge of the situation at that point. Uh-huh. Don't let them malinger.
Yeah.
And, you know, if there's light duty available, do that. You just don't want them to lay out of work very long. Then they get the taste of the easy life and they malinger.
And unfortunately, stupidity expense, it's a no-fault type of situation, right?
Well, that's the issue with workers' comp insurance. It's fully funded. There's no deductible. The employee doesn't have to pay anything. They lay out, get full medical treatment, and the more medical treatment they get, the worse the injury looks, the longer they could lay out and draw paychecks.
Well, you know, a question, though, I have is, what if you specifically, let's say you have an employee you know is a little bit more accident prone, and so you specifically tell that employee, you know, you are not allowed to carry boxes or, you know, do X, Y, or anything specific, and you're very specific about what they're not allowed to do on the job because you're concerned. But they do it anyway, and they get hurt on the job. What happens in a situation like that?
Fully compensable. It's on the job. Maybe that's not an employee you'd want to have around. They don't follow instructions.
But it may be too late, though. You know, you get hit with the claim.
And what if you have it in the employer has it in writing that they had this conversation? It's all documented.
Yeah.
They even sign something and says, "Yes, I won't do that."
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not going to affect the comp claim.
Okay.
It can affect continuing employment, but once they're on the comp claim, you really can't do much at that point.
But then I could just imagine you fire the employee and they say, "Oh, that's retribution. You're not allowed to fire at that point." So
careful.
Not only do you have a workers' comp claim, now you have a wrongful termination and hopefully you have employment practices liability
insurance.
I thought
this was going to be fun.
Yeah, I know. So what's the cost for an employer? Like, should every employer have workers' comp?
Well, you have to.
You have to. I mean, that's
a lot of people are misled thinking that they're a contractor.
Independent contractor.
Independent contractor. Yeah. So I don't need workers' comp. But you really do, because if they do get hurt, they don't have workers' comp, they're working for you, the comp carrier is still going to come after you for that.
And especially the, quote, contractor will suddenly say, oh, I was an employee, I wasn't, and then they'll try to prove based on all these, you know, IRS-type regulations or other Department of Labor regulations, right?
But then the independent contractor has another fight with the IRS saying, I thought you said you were, and you're trying to prove that you are.
And I've seen where the independent contractor had a handshake agreement with who he was working for, saying, I'm, you know, that's okay. I won't hold you harmless. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Uh-huh.
And something happens. He goes to the hospital, and then the people treating them ask him what happens.
Yeah, I got hurt on this job. Yeah,
and they want to go after the workers' comp because it's a lot more lucrative for them to collect on the workers' comp.
Are you talking about the doctors?
The providers, exactly.
See, that's another problem. They got to do something about that. That's just crazy stuff. Tell you what, we're going to cut to our first commercial break. We're in the studio here with Tom Santamarino, who's an expert on various, as they call it, P&C, which is property and casualty insurance. I want to make a quick mention here for the Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa, which is a desert oasis for family getaway in the Coachella Valley. It's the perfect place to recharge and relax poolside in the sandy beach area, or send the kids off for a fun day at Camp Oasis. World-class resort features well-appointed guest rooms, 5 restaurants, a rejuvenating spa, plus book your summer or family vacation today and your kids eat free. Check out renindianwells.com for details or call 760-773-4444. Here's our first trivia question. It is, what is Nike's signature symbol called? You know, remember Michael Jordan with all that kind of...
Same as my earrings.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Okay.
I wore
all right,
just
call
for that.
Call 888-912-1190 for the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. I'll be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world often use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around. Tell me who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% or more. Call Pacific Private Money and join thousands of other Bay Area investors who have watched their income grow. A 7.5% return secured with Bay Area real estate is certainly worth looking into. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or call 415-883-2150. PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
The Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa is a desert oasis for a family getaway in the Coachella Valley. It's the perfect place to recharge and relax poolside in our sandy beach area, or send the kids off for a day of fun at Camp Oasis. This world-class resort features well-appointed guest rooms, 5 restaurants, and a rejuvenating spa. Plus, book your summer family getaway today, and your kids eat free. See RenIndianWells.com for details, or call 760-773-4444.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Patty Cohen and our special guest, Tom Santa Marina. The first trivia question was, what is Nike's signature symbol called? And Tom knows the answer. What is it?
It's a swoosh.
Swoosh. That is correct. Woo-hoo. Or the swoosh. It would take either a swoosh or the swoosh. Either one.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. So, Tom, give us some myths about what people think about workers' comp that, you know, we want to educate the audience.
The big issue is a lot of confusion when it comes to independent contractors. Mm-hmm. People think they can hire an independent contractor and they have no liability exposure.
Okay.
But if that independent contractor doesn't carry workers' comp insurance,
which they probably don't,
then the employer is a statutory employer. And if there is some kind of injury that occurs, they're going to be on the hook and responsible for it.
And interestingly enough, I had a friend of mine told me that he hired somebody just to go on his roof. Now, it's not in his business. It was in his home.
Huh.
And the person fell off the roof and sued him.
Wow.
You know, and
that was homeowner's insurance, right?
Wondering if the homeowner's insurance would cover that.
Your personal lines do offer some kind of domestic comp coverage.
But even if the person's not licensed?
Even if the person's not licensed, correct.
Okay. So he didn't lose his house because of that.
Correct.
Yeah, because, I mean, you could, you know, hire kids to mow your lawn and
right.
A foot gets cut off or something crazy.
And it happens.
Yeah. And then, Patty, you had a question about, like, the workers' comp and the homeowner's insurance, thinking that might be covered.
Well, just generally for, so you can help anybody that is a small business owner, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
And how do they interface with you, and what do they pay, and how does that work?
Okay. Well, there really isn't a fee up front. It would just be for me to kind of sit down with them, talk with them, understand their circumstances, what their business is, how it's structured, and see if there are any gaps in their personal homeowners coverage or auto coverage.
Because mm-hmm. You're independent, so you represent a bunch of different companies.
Exactly.
Okay, and you'll just get paid by whatever company you use.
Exactly. So typically, real estate people, as an example, they have a real estate business, but they may not have a business policy for their automobile. But
guilty as charged.
But your homeowner or your personal auto carrier may not extend coverage if you're doing any driving for business-related matters.
Oh, wow. And a real estate agent is always driving around.
Ouch.
Exactly.
Wow.
Typically, your personal auto policy will just cover you for commuting back and forth to your office, but not beyond that.
Really? Is that the typical?
That is the typical personal auto policy.
Wow. I mean, you know, gosh, I think almost everybody who drives a car, unless you're just going to and from the office, you know, if I'm you know, I don't do like what Patty does, but, mm-hmm. you know, every once in a while I might go to an appointment, a client, this or that. That's a little scary to think that.
It is very scary.
So how do you compensate for that? What do you do? What would I do?
Yeah. Two things. First of all, if you're working for another company and you're using your car for business related, make sure that they have what we call hired non-owned auto coverage on their policy. That will extend coverage to you while you're out there working for them.
Okay.
If you are independent working for yourself, then you need to find out, is there an endorsement I could put on my policy for business use?
Okay. That would be through the existing
existing auto insurance.
Exactly.
Okay.
They may or may not have that.
Okay.
And if they don't have that, then you would have to either switch to a personal lines carrier that does provide it or get a separate commercial auto policy.
Wow.
How much does that generally run?
Well, commercial auto policies are typically more expensive than your personal.
Yeah.
Reason being,
I got to think they got to ask you, you know, how many miles you drive.
Right. Or are you driving customers around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How much miles will you be driving?
Wow.
Where will you be traveling to?
This is something people don't know.
Yeah.
I've been a real estate broker for 30 years and never heard that one.
And you don't realize it till there's a claim and then your carrier says, we don't have coverage for you.
How often have you seen that in your experience?
Far too often.
Wow.
And it over a dozen times in the past 10 years, which cost people money.
I mean, so, example, somebody, you know, I'm saying, I was driving around with a client, so my policy doesn't cover it. What are the ramifications?
Well, typically, if there's a claim, there's going to be a claims adjuster who's going to question you. They're going to ask a lot of details, where you're going, what you're doing. They're very exhaustive when they question you.
Sure.
And once they hear that were, furthering your business or driving customers around, they are probably won't say anything, but you'll probably get a letter saying, well, we're going to deny coverage.
Wow.
But then
then
you're naked with...
Then you're naked, exactly. You will be responsible for the damages.
Wow, personally responsible.
Yes.
Wow.
That's the whole idea. You get insurance, you know? And then, if your homeowner's coverage isn't going to probably cover you on that either.
This is shocking.
So, yeah,
and what typically happens with your personal lines insurance, you get a policy, might have gotten it 20 years ago, and you really don't do an update every year. They just kind of renew it.
Yeah.
But your circumstances have changed.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
So have a policy review every year with your agent just to make sure.
Yeah.
I'm taking this exact video when... I'm going to record this and send it to my insurance person. No explanation needed. Listen to this.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's so important.
And you deal, you obviously deal with auto insurance too.
Correct.
Okay. And then do you cover just all the major carriers?
Well, I'm an independent broker, so I do write all carriers except for the captive companies. There's companies that only have their own agents, like a State Farm and Allstate, those types of folks.
Gotcha.
But there's many other carriers than those people.
Yeah. You know what's funny is the rare times when I've been in an auto accident, when I've been in with people who were, let's say, less than stellar people, they've always had these really off-color insurance companies. Ones I go, I never even heard of that one. Or, oh, my God, I can tell. They're probably just, the cheapest absolute bottom line. Because in theory, you either have to have auto insurance or you have to, have a minimum $10,000 coverage. Some minimal coverage doesn't really mean anything.
And when you do come across an inexpensive policy, all policies are not created equal.
Yeah.
So you really need to read the fine print. You get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, it's one of those, oh, great, saved a bunch of money. But then when you needed it,
recently had a situation where I was a passenger in an Uber and got rear-ended.
Oh.
And so it was obviously the driver behind Uber washed their hands of it. And so I was dealing directly with the Mercury Insurance, and they are horrible.
Yeah.
Sorry, I shouldn't mention names, but all over the internet, you can look that up.
Yeah, that's I hear you there. Okay, tell you what, before we... continue on. Let me give another commercial break here. Second trivia question. How many throwing events are there in a decathlon? So we all know a decathlon, deck meaning 10, right? There's 10 events. But how many of them are throwing versus non-throwing? Okay. Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients are doing just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call them at 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. You've probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where the real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% or more secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low-interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan-to-value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Patty Cohen of Pacific Union International. Second trivia question. How many throwing events are there in a decathlon? Anybody? So we know there's 10. Okay, just the opposite. There's three.
Three, okay.
Yeah,
the shot javelin, put, the shot put.
And the discus.
Oh, the discus.
The discus,
oh,
yeah. But okay. That's one everyone forgets. All right, we are in the studio with Tom Santamarina, who is an insurance expert. And Tom, just before we are coming back on, you were mentioning that there's a few other scary things about auto insurance that a lot of us don't know about.
Give us
an example.
You really need to know the fine print. Every carrier has different contracts. An example could be one company, they'll write a policy that it's okay for you to give permissive use for someone to use your car. Say you have a child, you give them the car, is old enough to drive.
Yeah.
And that's fine. They'll be covered. But if some reason you have a daughter, you give her the car, they go out, she's not comfortable driving, has a few drinks, and ask a friend who's the designated driver to drive your car and gets in an accident, they won't be covered because you never gave permission to the friend to drive your car.
Now, is that automatic or is that a maybe they'll cover it, maybe they won't?
That'd be from carrier to carrier.
There is a
large carrier out there that a lot of people have coverage with. That's their stance.
Okay. And can you buy insurance like for the friends, your daughter's friend? I mean, how would you, but besides telling your daughter, listen, you're the only one who is allowed to drive, you're the only one who's covered. Is there any insurance that one can buy for stuff like that?
There are some carriers that do that.
Oh, okay.
So, that was an exception to one of the carriers who most people feel is a good
company, yeah.
Yeah.
And what about a personal umbrella policy? Is that where that would come in, where basically so you just get sued for, sort of the catch-all?
Well, if your underlying policy does not cover it, your umbrella is not going to cover it.
Oh,
so the umbrella is really just kind of an expansion,
correct,
of the limits.
Dollar amounts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh. Okay. What if I
have an umbrella? I forgot about that.
That's right. Yeah. That's a good point. What if I want just a policy for like anything, act of God, whatever? They have policies like that. Like I want to cover for anything that I didn't know I was not covered for.
I'm sure there'd be a company out there that would write it, but you would spend a lot of money on it. It would just not be cost effective.
Like sort of a Lloyd's of London type of, hey, we have no idea what's going to happen to you, but we'll cover you for $1 million just in case the rock falls on you, something crazy.
What are the odds?
The interesting thing, when you look at insurance policies, 3/4 of the policy explains what it doesn't cover.
Yeah.
The exclusions.
Yeah, I can imagine because they want to be very specific about, listen, we told you this was not covered.
And everyone knows Americans don't read.
That's correct.
Yeah, I mean, how many of us really read
the ins yada, and outs? Yada, yada.
Well, that's why we have the insurance person like Tom.
There you go.
Okay, so, and Tom, I know we'll get back to you on this, but in the meantime, why don't you give the audience your contact information if they say, hey, can you look over my policy and, am I doing a good job? What do I need?
Absolutely. It's just my last name, which is a long one. Okay. My email, Santamorena at insurer, insurer.com.
Okay.
Phone number, 415-377-6163.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what? Your name, at least, it's phonetically correct, Santamarina.
There you go.
Yeah, very easy.
Okay. That's quite a website, insurer.com.
Yeah.
You would have think somebody else would have had that.
Beat them to it.
Yeah. Good job.
Maybe insurance.com is taken or something, but very good. All right. So, Patty, moving on to you. You were in the paper yet again.
Yeah. Front page of the paper, just basically reporting on what's going on year over year. It's an interesting market. It feels like it's the tabletop right now. Meaning that, what do you mean tabletop? Yeah. It's felt like this, and we've talked about it a lot of times. It felt like, is this the top? I mean, our bottom was 2012. We've had a rapid rise for 6 years now. What's happening? And every kind of winter, summer, it kind of feels like I think we're at the top, and every spring it just races. Well, right now I really do see that it feels like the top of a table.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Because I've even noticed that there are some houses that, you know, just even looking, let's say, on Zillow, okay, where they, you know, chose price reduction.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, whoa, price reduction. That's usually, you know, lately we've hearing about overbidding.
Yes.
And now it's like either people just way overpriced their house,
yes,
or things have slowed down.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we're seeing more price reductions. And that's what happens is what it's sort of a what I call a schizophrenic market. You know, at the top, the expression pigs get slaughtered.
Yep.
So what happens is if sellers are pricing on that same trajectory of going way, way up, then that's where you see the price reductions. So then buyers looking at this market say, okay, wow, that one went 10% over asking. That one went took a 7% price reduction.
Yeah.
I'm scared. I'm confused. I'm watching it. And that's
and
when things
nothing.
Start. I'm doing nothing.
Okay. So rather than just going in and saying, well, if things are topsy-turvy, I'm just going to put in a low bid.
Yeah.
They're just sitting by the sidelines.
Yeah. And it's a true free enterprise system because you know, sellers price at their kitchen table. They make it up. I want $2 million and the house might be worth $1.5 million. So, you know, the market does tell the truth. So what's happening is, though, you're getting more sellers pricing at their kitchen table or thinking that theirs is worth more than it is. And so buyers are getting scared. And we're at the, meaning a tabletop market, is that we're at the top of that left-hand leg of the table. And we're going to see a plateau for quite a few years. So prices aren't going to go up. They're not going to go down. It's just going to be level.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about this before on the show that, you know, if you see like 4% or 5% increase, that's a nice, healthy, you know, norm. It's when it gets crazy, you know, 15, 20% every year over year, and it's like not sustainable.
Exactly.
It's better to sustain. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's like an affordability plateau, meaning that if prices go down 5%, demand will go up 10%. So they're still out there.
Huh.
Buyers are still out there because net-net, we have more people. We have a lack of inventory.
Well, I was going to say, with there's another big fire going on in Lake County. And how many houses were lost? I don't know. You know, and Lake County is obviously a little different than Santa Rosa. But, you know, taking 5,000 houses off the market when things were hot to begin with is really creating a shortage.
Yeah. And millennials are getting in the game. For a while, they weren't buying. So that's happening. And then we've got the baby boomers doing a move down kind of market.
Yep.
So if you've got a single story home, it's flying.
Yeah, I was going to say with the elderly people, they want a single story home.
And that's what young people want too, for different reasons. The mid-century modern, the dwell home, you know, walking out L shape to the backyard. That's what everybody wants.
You
want
to hear a funny story? I was walking in the neighborhood, and this guy who was a plumber said that he was working on this house. They bought an Eichler, but it was all tricked out. The person paid thousands of dollars to get rid of all the high-end stuff and put in all the crappy 1950s stuff.
Wow.
They sold a $36,000 Thermidor for $1,000 to get rid of it to put an old crappy one
in.
Wow. Just like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. Okay. There's even newsletters about Eichlers.
Yeah.
There's fanatic friends.
Okay. So here's our last trivia question here. Until World War II, solid blocks of what was commonly used as currency in Siberia? All right? This is all the way up until World War II. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You'll win that tanning certificate. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly.
at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For almost a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Their clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying over 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
The Renaissance Indian Wells Resort and Spa is a desert oasis for a family getaway in the Coachella Valley. It's the perfect place to recharge and relax poolside in our sandy beach area, or send the kids off for a day of fun at Camp Oasis. This world-class resort features well-appointed guest rooms, 5 restaurants, and a rejuvenating spa. Plus, book your summer family getaway today, and your kids eat free. See RenIndianWells.com for details, or call 760-773-4444.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here, along with Patty Cohen and our special guest, Tom Santa Marina. Until World War II, solid blocks of what was commonly used as currency in Siberia?
Can't be too large because they're...
Correct.
Currying it.
Yeah,
that's currencing
it. Currencing it. You ready?
Yeah, I'm interested.
Tea.
Oh, wow. Makes sense.
Which I could understand. You know, you want to be hot tea, and I thought it was interesting. I don't know where I come up with these things. I just make them up as I go along. No. All right. So, Patty, you have a couple more comments on the housing.
Well, yeah, in general, I think a lot of people's, especially in the Bay Area, their net worth is tied up in their house. So people really want to know what's going on with my net worth. And it's I think there's... It's a tabletop market, not going anywhere for the next 3 to 5 years, up and down a little bit. Affordability index. So here's, you know, 4 important things when you put these facts together. You really start saying, okay, it makes sense. So, for example, just in the second quarter, the housing affordability falls to a decade low. So that once that affordability index is under 10%, things get dicey. It happened in 89. It happened the next level. But at this and then California's home prices last month came to an climbed to a new all-time high. At the same time, California's unemployment rate maintains record low in May. So we've got a strong job market, and we've got really high wages, but the affordability is still the lowest in the country and the lowest that we've seen. And then we have historically low interest rates, but also interest rates that are predicted to go up throughout the year. So it's kind of mixed messages. Net-net, it's still the most desirable place to live.
But I can see that where you have interest rates going up because the economy is getting stronger, but then it makes a less affordability even more for what you can afford for a house. So
maybe prices will go down. And it's a strong job market. But
less inventory, you still have people. So you drive it up a bit. And I guess it depends on, again,
supply and demand.
But that's that affordability part.
Yeah. And then what happens, what I said before, if prices go down 5%, demand's going to go up 10%. So, you know, we're not, the sky's not falling and it's not going to rise that much. It really makes sense when you look at the numbers.
Ergo, the tabletop that you were
Tabletop. We're getting ready to eat.
You are a wealth of information. How do people get a hold of you?
Oh, my name is Patty Cohn, C-O-H-N. I'm with Pacific Union Real Estate. I'm based in Marin County. My phone number is 415-722-4842 or bestmarinagent.com.
There you go. And even though she's in Marin, she's always willing to help people with questions. So
exactly. I do a lot in San Francisco, Napa.
Exactly. So Mark and Nam are not here, but we just want to give a little update on the Pacific Private Money Fund. Last month's distribution was 7.8%, compounded 8.08%. Average loan to value is only 52%. Some of the loans that are coming in are very interesting. You get this one couple who can't qualify for a regular bank loan yet because they don't have enough money sitting on the sidelines that's seasoned. So they're asking for a refinance of their existing low first mortgage, pulling out an extra $100,000 that'll just sit in the bank for a month or two so that the bank can go look and say, ooh, you got a lot of money sitting in the bank. And then they'll go ahead and say, okay, now you qualify for the refinance.
Exactly.
Of a loan. You know, it's like, really? Is that how they think? But okay.
Yeah. You pretty much can't get a conventional loan unless you don't need one.
No, it's true. Yeah. Just met with a gentleman just before we recorded the show. Same kind of situation as typical. This guy owns a bunch of rental properties, has rental income, but he's an older gentleman. He was turned down by the bank because they say, you don't make any income. He says, wait a minute, look at my tax return. He goes, yeah, I'm retired, but I've got rental income. Nope, sorry, it doesn't count. And he owns his house free and clear, and he's looking to downsize just a little bit, not much. So what if he finds the house that he wants, Pacific Private Money can lend him 100% of the target acquisition price because the prices are about the same, and he owns the other one free and clear. So, I'll give you an example. He owns $1.5 million house free and clear. He wants to buy a house for $1.3 million. Well, if you lend him $1.3 million and you take a first mortgage on both houses, you're less than 50% loan to value.
Ah, gotcha.
So it's a very, very conservative loan, and he'll eventually sell the $1.5 million house and pay off the loan. And
it's brilliant.
He's brilliant, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's driving the lending rules at these banks?
Mr. Dodd, Mr. Frank.
Yeah. Their government.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I wrote an article about this. It got published a couple of months ago about why, you know, banks are not making conservative loans. And a big part of it has to do with the fact that, you know, you got these auditors coming in and they look at the file and they question various things about, well, wait a minute, you know, this guy doesn't have a job, or, you know, he can't afford two houses, yada, yada. And they decide, somewhat arbitrarily, to put certain loans on what they call the watch list or the cautionary list, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. And what happens then is then the bank is forced to hold more reserves than they would like. So, you know, banks, quote, invent or create money. You know, for every $1,000, they can lend out like $16,000 because they're backed by the Fed. Well, what happens when you tell them, I'm sorry, you can't, you know, that $1,000 you have in deposits, you got to give half of it back, you know, or put it aside for reserves. Now they can't lend out $16,000, they can only lend out $8,000. And so they say, you know what, it's not even worth it for us to do this loan that's very conservative because we know how the auditors are going to be. Or the other way is they have loans that they are not having in their portfolio. They're just packaging them and selling them. Well, exactly. The buyer says very strict guidelines. You know, you got to have a FICO score of this.
Yep.
You got to have this, 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 this. And so if you don't fit exactly within that box,
it's not worth it.
It's not worth it to them. So even though they don't think the loan will go bad, it's got too much hair on it for them. But Pacific Private Money doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So they're completely independent. They still have to follow certain guidelines, you know, regulatory for Dodd-Frank and all that. But they are portfolio lenders, so they can decide whatever loan they think is appropriate. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why out of, you know, 1,600, 1,800 loans or whatever, they've had zero losses.
Yeah.
Because very, very conservative.
And of course, yes, they are going to pay, the buyer's going to pay a higher rate, but that's, there's no other choice. They go there when there's no other choice, but you get excellent service, you get the loan done, you can get it done in 10 days, 5 days,
exactly.
Whatever. Yeah.
The borrower's going to pay higher interest, but it's only going to keep the loan for maybe 30 or 60 days.
Exactly.
So it's like, okay, you paid 9%. Ooh, 9%. But if you only pay it for 2 months.
Who cares?
It's not that big a deal. It's the points
it's
that
the
you have
points.
To pay. You know, and that thing, I don't want to pay points. But, okay, you know what? If I don't have to move twice and I get the house of my dreams and you leave it all a hassle and there's not as much paperwork. You know, there's still legal paperwork you have to do, and you still have a mortgage on the house and stuff like that. But you know, it's a great way to go.
And also, don't forget, as a buyer, if you're competing for a house and there's three or four offers, when you go with a private money loan, a Pacific Money Mortgage, you are effectively making an all cash offer. You don't even have to tell them you're getting a loan.
Pacific Private Money can provide that money in very, very short time. 10 days is not unreasonable at all for them. You know, they fill up paperwork, and you know, they'll get, if they don't get an appraisal, they get what they call a broker price opinion. In this case, the two properties are in Marin, and we know the area really well. It's not too hard to make a decision on that. Mm-hmm. You know, 50% loan to value. So call them at 415-883-2150 if either you need a loan quickly or if you want to invest money and earn over 7.5% to close to 8% interest. All right. We already asked our three trivia questions. So we're just going to cut to our last commercial break. And when we do, we're going to have some closing comments. So don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day, guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Patty Cohen and our special guest, Tom Santamarina. Now, we already asked our trivia question. So, Tom, I'm going to ask you, why are California workers' comp premiums so high?
Yeah, we're in California, we're paying about $12 billion a year workers' comp premiums. 84% of business owners say workers' comp cost is the cost most negatively impacting their business. Mm. And there's a lot of funny stuff going on.
Yep.
California is known for being very claimant-friendly venue. Mm. It's almost like a welfare benefit to go out on workers' comp. And there is so much fraud that is so easily perpetrated. People don't have health insurance, so they hurt themselves on a Sunday playing softball.
Yeah.
But they don't have health insurance, so what do? Well, Monday morning, I drag my butt into work and then say I had an on-the-job injury. Nobody witnessed it.
Yeah.
And they get away with it.
And, and since it's a no-fault type of thing, I mean, unless you uncover the fraud, there's nothing you can do. Exactly. So it's funny, these people, they don't have the health insurance, but they're shrewd enough to, an opportunist enough to think about that.
Oh, yeah. Word gets around. And I mean, and that's just that case. But then there's also the case of how they milk it throughout the process.
Yeah. Exactly. And then that's, you know, we call that malingering.
Yeah.
Somebody does go out. Maybe it is a legitimate workers' comp claim. But now they're getting the taste of the good life and, you know, just at home. Or maybe they have another job that they're working. That's really what happens. That's more so the case.
So they're collecting on workers' comp, and then they go to a different job.
Exactly. They might be doing some mechanic work at home when they worked at a garage before, or just moonlighting somewhere else.
Yeah. So sometimes you see those expose days of somebody following them around.
Yeah.
So how often does that happen, and when does it happen? Or?
I don't think it happens quite enough.
Yeah.
Because a lot of time, look at the insurance company's point of view, it's easier just to pay the claim.
Yep.
Instead of trying to fight it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to pay money to an investigator and all that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then sue them.
Yeah.
Because they're going to fight it.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're just going to insure, they're just going to raise the premiums on the employers, and the employers really don't have, I mean, how many insurance companies offer workers' comp?
There's probably 100
in
California. But not everybody writes the same risks. There might be companies that just focus on contractors or some a warehouse, some hotels, or just white-collar work. So when I, you know, normally when I quote, there's probably about five or six carriers that I find that have an appetite for a particular business.
Interesting. And then you work for the client versus working for the insurance company.
Correct. As a broker, I represent the person buying the insurance, not the insurance company.
Okay. And then do you ever have issues where an insurance company will just say, you know, sorry, we're just not interested?
Oh, yeah. That happens quite a bit. You know, if it's a new company, they don't have a loss history, they don't know, a high-risk business, or if they've had a lot of losses.
Yeah.
So what happens in that case, the state has the State Compensation Insurance Fund, which is like your last stop for insurance if no one else is going to take you.
Is it always more expensive?
And it's, I wouldn't say it's always more, but in most cases it is.
But
and a lot more difficult
choice
to work with. And
the coverage,
And not the best when it comes to claim processing, and it may take you 6 weeks to get the policy approved. And
ugh, we need,
I don't
we need
like
reform.
Your business.
We like you, but we don't like your business.
Yeah, people do not like insurance.
No.
All right. Thanks again, Tom Santamarino, for joining us. Yeah, and Tap Patty yet again. Always a pleasure to have you.
Thank
Here's
you.
Our thoughts for the day. Success is neither magical nor mysterious. Success is the natural consequence of constantly applying basic fundamentals.
That's true.
Isn't that true? And you'll like this one even more. Plenty of people miss their share of happiness, not because they never found it, but because they didn't stop to enjoy it.
Very true.
The roses.
Oh, that's right. Confucius.
Yes.
No, I don't know if that's Confucius. Ah, Edward Brown said that. All right. So we are going to cut out for today. Make sure you tune in next week to The Best of Investing. Why? Because we're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best
of investing.
So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.